Shalom. What's poppin', family? Greetings, blessings to you. Shalom, shalom, salama, salam aleikum. And again, you know, as I say, shalom. Family, I've noticed the numbers have been going down. Y'all done forgot about me? I know it's been a little while, right? And I hope you guys know I have not lost momentum. I am going to get to the end of this Genesis series. Today we are in Bereshit chapter 31, and I'm going to be reading it from the Greek. I'm going to be reading it from the Greek translation that was translated into English from the Greek Septuagint, and then I will be reading it, from the easy read version today. Yup. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in, all 1, 2, 3, 4 of you. But it's all good, family. I hope you guys are also tuning in to Malacha Adaya, to the remnant on YouTube. It's growing at a nice, slow, and steady pace. Praise the Most High, Yah. I thank Him for the amount of people that He's entrusted me to speak to in YouTube land. Okay. You know, now some people may be subscribed just because. You know what I mean? Some are friends that I've grown up with that just want to, you know, show their support and subscribe to the channel. And then there are some that are subscribed because they are really, really getting something, whether it be encouragement, whether it be that they're learning something, okay, or whether it just be that the Father is connecting family through that platform. I have met some sisters and brothers that you can't tell me we ain't grow up together. Hallelujah. And in fact, we are growing up together in the things of Yah, becoming more knowledgeable about our Father as knowledge is increasing. We're becoming more knowledgeable about who we are as a people, who our ancestors were, and what we're going to be doing in the future for our Father. And we're learning about what's going to be of our nation. Hallelujah. So anyway, y'all, let's get into this. And I do just want to say, I especially thank those who have subscribed, and not only just subscribe, but interact with me in the channel, on the channel, whether they're just liking a video or sharing a video or leaving a comment. You guys, I take you not for granted. I thank y'all so, so much. Hallelujah. I love you all. All right, now let's get into this. Bereshit chapter 31. Oh, yeah. And welcome to a new season. We are now in season 10 of the podcast. Hallelujah. Season 10, year 4. Let's get it. Jacob, or Jacob, flees from Laban. And family, just a heads up, I am not going to be putting in the words that we know to be true as far as names and things of that nature. I'm going to be reading as I see here in the Septuagint. So you're going to hear Lord and stuff like that, all right? So disclaimer, I don't jack the word Lord for our Savior. I'm just going to read what's here. And I don't jack the word Lord for our Father. Okay, here we go. And Jacob heard the words of the sons of Laban, saying, Jacob has taken all that was our father's, and of our father's property has he gotten all this glory. And Jacob saw the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said to Jacob, return to the land of thy father and to thy family, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Leah and Rachel to the plain where the flocks were. And he said to them, I see the face of your father, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father was with me. And ye too know that with all my might I have served your father. But your father deceived me and changed my wages for the 10 lambs. Yet God gave him not power to hurt me. If he should say thus, the speckled shall be thy reward, then all the cattle would bear speckled. And if he should say, the white shall be thy reward, then would all the cattle bear white. So God has taken away all the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass when the cattle conceived and were with young, that I beheld with mine eyes in sleep, and behold, the he-goats and the rams leaping on the sheep, and the she-goats speckled and variegated and spotted with ash-colored spots. And the angel of God said to me in a dream, Jacob. And I said, what is it? And he said, look up with thine eyes, and behold, the he-goats and the rams leaping on the sheep, and the she-goats speckled and variegated and spotted with ash-colored spots. For I have seen all things that Laban does to thee. I am God that appeared to thee in the place of God, where thou anointest a pillar to me and vowedest to me. Vowedest, y'all. We in the Greek Septuagint, all right? Anyway, again, verse 13. I am God that appeared to thee at the place of God, where thou anointedest a pillar to me and vowedest to me there a vow. Now then, arise and depart out of the land, out of this land. Depart into the land of thy nativity, and I will be with thee. And Rachel and Leah answered him and said to him, have we yet a part or inheritance in the house of our father? Are we not considered strangers by him? For he has sold us and quite devoured our money. All the wealth and the glory which God has taken from our father, it shall be ours and our children's. Now then, do whatsoever God has said to thee. And Jacob arose and took his wives and his children up on camels. And he took away all his possessions and all his store, which he had gotten in Mesopotamia, and all that belonged to him, to depart to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And it says here, Hanan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel stole her father's images. Y'all wonder why we always had problems. Somebody was always doing something. Ugh. Verse 20. And Jacob hid the matter from Laban, the Syrian, so as not to tell him that he ran away. But mind y'all, Jacob didn't know nothing about all those sticky fingers taking something. Okay. All right. And he departed himself and all that belonged to him and passed over the river and went into the mountain of Galaad. But it was told Laban the Syrian on the third day that Jacob was fled. And having taken his brethren with him, he pursued after him a 7 days journey and overtook him on Mount Galaad. And God came to Laban the Syrian in sleep by night and said to him, take heed to thyself, that thou speak not at any time to Jacob evil things. Like, watch yourself. Watch how you talk to my son. Because Jacob, that one there, that one mine. All right. 25. And Laban overtook Jacob. And Jacob pitched his tent in the mountain. And Laban stationed his brothers in the Mount Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done? Wherefore didst thou run away secretly and pillage me and lead away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Whereas if thou hadst told me, I would have sent thee away with mirth and songs and timbrels and harp. Yeah, right, oh lying Laban, Laban the liar. If it wasn't for the Most High intervening, we don't know how Laban would have dealt with Jacob. All right. Verse 28. And I was not counted worthy to embrace my children and my daughters. Now then, thou hast wrought foolishly. And now my hand has power to hurt thee. Here we go. Right. But the God of thy Father spoke to me yesterday, saying, take heed to thyself that thou speak not evil words to Jacob. Now then, go thy way, for thou hast earnestly desired to depart to the house of thy father. Wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Like, why you gonna go, but why you gonna take my gods? Did Jacob take them, y'all? All right, verse 31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid. For I said, lest at any time thou shouldest take away thy daughters from me and all my possessions. And Jacob said, with whomsoever thou shouldest find thy gods, he shall not live in the presence of our brethren. So clearly, Jacob did not know that his beloved, his boo-boo, the one that he, you know, the one that he really got eyes for, he didn't know she took it, y'all. So the presence of our brethren, let me go back a little bit. He shall not live in the presence of our brethren. Take notice of what I have of thy property and take it. And he observed nothing with him. But Jacob knew not that his wife Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went and searched in the house of Leah and found them not. And he went out of the house of Leah and searched the house of Jacob and in the house of the two maidservants and found them not. And he went also into the house of Rachel. And Rachel took the idols and cast them among the camel packs and sat upon them. And she said to her father, be not indignant, sir. I cannot rise up before thee, for it was with me according to the manner of woman. Laban searched in all the house and found not the images. So she sat on the thing and was like, I can't get up because I'm on my period. I've noticed a pattern with this Leah. This was her first offense. But then when you go on, as Jacob is older, see what she does concerning Jacob and Esau and the birthright. So most of y'all listening already have, you know, y'all got the story, y'all know. But you see, she was like that from the very beginning. For Mother Rachel. Verse 36. And Jacob was angry and strove with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is this injustice? And what my sin that thou hast pursued after me? And that thou hast searched all the furniture of my house. Like, come on, why you, how you gonna do that? Like, I'm already steal from you. Like, you gonna treat me like that after all this time? When you the one who actually lied and stole my time and my labor? After you was the one that gave me a little ugly daughter when I wanted the pretty one? Like, that's how we doing? All right, I'm sorry. And I don't know if Leah was ugly. It just says she had weak eyes in one translation. And so me and my son, we was doing a Bible study, and we realized, like, she must have been cockeyed or something. Or, like, had a lazy eye or something. I don't know. Okay, sorry. Verse 37. And that thou hast searched all the furniture of my house. What hast thou found of all the furniture of thine house? Set it here between thy relations and my relations. And let them decide between us two. These 22 years have I been with thee. Thy sheep and thy she-goats have not failed in bearing. I devoured not the rams of thy cattle. That which was taken of beasts I brought not to thee. I made good of myself the thefts of the day. And the thefts of the night, meaning anything of yours that was devoured or stolen, I replaced it out of my own pocket. I was parched with heat by day and chilled with frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes. These 20 years have I been in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy daughters and 6 years among thy sheep. And thou didst falsely rate my wages for 10 lambs. Unless I had the God of my father Abraham and the fear of Isaac, now thou wouldest have sent
me away empty. God saw my humiliation and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesterday. And Laban answered and said to Jacob, the daughters are my daughters, and the sons my sons, and the cattle are my cattle, and all things which thou seest are mine, and the property of my daughters. What shall I do to them today, or their children which they bore? Now then, come, let me make a covenant, both I and thou, and it shall be for a witness between me and thee. And he said to him, behold, there is no one with us. Behold, God is a witness. God is witness between me and thee. And Jacob, having taken a stone, set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said to his brethren, gather stones. And they gathered stones and made a heap, and ate there upon the heap. And Laban said to him, this heap witnesses between me and thee today. And Laban called it the heap of testimony, and Jacob called it the heap of witness. And Laban said to Jacob, behold, this heap and the pillar which I have set between me and thee, this heap witnesses, and this pillar witnesses. Therefore, its name was called the heap of witnesses. And the vision of which he said, let God look to it between me and thee, because we are about to depart from each other. If thou shalt humble my daughters, if thou shouldest take wives in addition to my daughters, see, there is no one with us looking on. God is witness between me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold, this heap and this pillar are witnesses. For if I should not cross over unto thee, neither shouldest thou cross over to me for mischief beyond this heap and this pillar. So basically, he like, you hurt my daughters, there's going to be a problem. But as long as you do good to them, I ain't going to come for you. And you don't come back over here. Just don't come back over here. No. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor judge between us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac, and he offered a sacrifice in the mountain and called his brethren, and they ate and drank and slept in the mountain. And Laban rose up in the morning and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban, having turned back, departed to his place. All right. That was a very exciting chapter. I hope you enjoyed it too. And now for what? For comparison's sake, we're going to read another translation. We're going to read the Easy Read translation. It's a translation my children love. I really felt like this translation was created for babes to make it plain and make it easy. I don't always read from it for myself though, because I just felt like it's missing the oomph with some things. But family, after this song break, we will read this chapter 31 one more time in a different translation. Hope you stick around.
Here is my a cappella rendition of Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance, salvation is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of Yah, bought of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising Yahweh all day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rescue now burst in my sight. I see angels descending straight from above with echoes of mercy, whispers of love. So this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. I said, this is my song, praising Yahweh. This is my song, praising my Savior all day long. I see angels descending with gifts from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, and this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Salvation is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is Yahshua's story. This is Yahuda's soul. Praising Yahweh all day long.
Hallelujah. Family F, that song was a blessing to you. If you liked it, you can go to my channel, Malaka Araya to the Remnant on YouTube, and give it a thumbs up. All right. Thank you so much in advance. Okay, so let's go now. We are in the easy read version. Again, this is Genesis chapter 31, and it reads as follows. One day, Jacob heard Laban's sons talking. They said, "Jacob has taken everything that our father owned. He has become rich, and he has taken all this wealth from our father. Then Jacob noticed that Laban was not as friendly as he had been in the past. The Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to your own land, on your own land where your ancestors lived. I will be with you." So Jacob told Rachel and Leah to meet him in the field where he kept his flocks of sheep and goats. He said to them, I have noticed that your father is not as friendly with me as he used to be, but the God of my fathers has been with me. You both know that I have worked as hard as I could for your father, but he cheated me. He has changed my pay 10 times, but during all this time, God protected me from all of Laban's tricks. At one time, Laban said, you can keep all the goats with spots. This will be your pay. After he said this, all the animals gave birth to spotted goats, so they were all mine. Then Laban said, I will keep the spotted goats. You can have all the striped goats. That will be your pay. After he said this, all the animals gave birth to striped goats. So God has taken the animals away from your father and has given them to me. I had a dream during the time when the animals were mating. I saw that the only male goats that were mating were the ones with stripes and spots. The angel of God spoke to me in that dream. The angel said, Jacob. And I answered, yes. The angel said, look, only the striped and spotted goats are mating. I am causing this to happen. I have seen all the wrong things Laban has been doing to you. I am doing this so that you can have all the new baby goats. I am the God who came to you at Bethel, and there you made an altar, poured olive oil on it, and made a promise to me. Now I want you to get ready to go back home to the country where you were born. Rachel and Leah answered Jacob, our father has nothing to give us when he dies. He treated us like strangers. He sold us to you, and then he spent all the money that should have been ours. God took all his wealth, all this wealth from our father, and now it belongs to us and our children. So you should do whatever God told you to do. So Jacob prepared for the trip. He put his children and his wives on camels. Then they began traveling back to the land of Canaan, where his father lived. All the flocks of animals that Jacob owned walked ahead of them. He carried everything with him that he had gotten while he lived in Padan Aram. While Laban was gone to cut the wool from his sheep, Rachel went into the house and stole the false gods that belonged to her father. Jacob tricked Laban, He tricked Laban, the Aramean. I'm still saying it wrong. Jacob, verse 20, Jacob tricked Laban, the Aramean. Okay. He did not tell Laban he was leaving. Jacob took his family and everything he owned and left quickly. They crossed the Euphrates River and traveled toward the hill country of Gilead. 3 days later, Laban learned that Jacob had run away. So he gathered his men together and began to chase Jacob. After 7 days, Laban found Jacob near the hill country of Gilead. That night, God came to Laban in a dream and said, be careful. Be careful of every word you say to Jacob. Verse 25. The next morning, Laban caught up with Jacob. Jacob had set up his camp on the mountain. So Laban and all his men set up their camp in the hill country of Gilead. Laban said to Jacob, why did you trick me? Why did you take my daughters like they were women you captured during war? Why did you run away without telling me? If you had told me, I would have given you a party. There would have been singing and dancing with music. You didn't even let me kiss my children and my daughters goodbye. You were very foolish to do this. I have the power to really hurt you. But last night, the God of your father came to me in a dream. He warned me not to hurt you in any way. I know that you want to go back to your home. That is why you left. But why did you steal the gods from my house? Jacob answered, I left without telling you because I was afraid. I thought you would take your daughters away from me, but I did not steal your gods. If you find anyone here with me who has taken your gods, they will be killed. Your men will be my witness. You can look for anything that belongs to you. Take anything that is yours. Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen Laban's gods. So Laban went and looked through Jacob's camp. He looked in Jacob's tent and then in Leah's tent. Then he looked in the tent where the two slave women stayed. But he did not find the gods from his house. Then he went to Rachel's tent. Rachel had hidden the gods inside her camel's saddle, and she was sitting on them. But Laban looked through the whole tent, but he did not find the idol gods. And Rachel said to her father, Father, don't be angry with me. I am not able to stand up before you. I am having my monthly time of bleeding. So Laban looked through the camp, but he did not find the gods from his house. Then Jacob became very angry and said, What wrong have I done? What law have I broken? What right do you have to chase me and stop me? You looked through everything I own and found nothing that belongs to you. If you found something, show it to me. Put it here where our men can see it. Let our men decide which one of us is right. I've worked 20 years for you. During all that time, none of the baby sheep and goats died during birth. And I have not eaten any of the rams from your flock. Anytime a sheep was killed by wild animals, I always paid for the loss myself. Excuse me, y'all. Let me get a sip of my coffee. Hold on. All right. I always paid for the loss myself. I did not take the dead animal to you and say that it was not my fault. But I was robbed day and night. In the daytime, the sun took away my strength. And at night, sleep was taken from my eyes by the cold. I worked 20 years like a slave for you. For the 14 years, I worked to win your daughters. The last 6 years, I worked to earn your animals. And during that time, you changed my pay 10 times. But the God of my ancestors, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac was with me. If God had not been with me, you would have sent me away with nothing. But he saw the trouble that I had and the work that I did. And last night, God proved that I am right. Verse 43. Laban said to Jacob, These women are my daughters. These children belong to me. And these animals are mine. Everything you see here belongs to me. But I can do nothing to keep my daughters and their children. So I am ready to make an agreement with you. We will set up a pile of stones to show that we have an agreement. So Jacob found a large rock and put it there to show that he had made an agreement. He told his men to find some more rocks and to make a pile of rocks. Then they ate beside the pile of rocks. Laban named that place Yegar Shahadathah, but Jacob named that place Galeed. Laban said to Jacob, This pile of rocks will help us both remember our agreement. That is why Jacob called the place Galeed. Then Laban said, Let the Lord watch over us while we are separated from each other. So that place was also named Mizpah. Then Laban said, if you hurt my daughters, remember that God will punish you. If you marry another woman, remember that God is watching. Here are the rocks that I have put between us, and here is the special rock to show that we made an agreement. This pile of rocks and this special rock both help us to remember our agreement. I will never go past these rocks to fight against you, and you must never go on my side of these rocks to fight against me. May the God of Abraham, the God of Nahor, and the God of their ancestors judge us guilty if we break this agreement. Jacob's father Isaac called God fear. So God used that name. I'm sorry. I just saw that all wrong. My bad. Rewind. Jacob's father Isaac called God fear. So Jacob used that name to make the promise. Then Jacob killed an animal and offered it as a sacrifice on the mountain. And he invited his men to come and share a meal. After they finished eating, they spent the night on the mountain. Early the next morning, Laban kissed his grandchildren and his daughters goodbye. He blessed them and went back home. As he should. All right, y'all. For those that stuck with me to the end, thank you so much. I do pray that if anyone did have to cut short for whatever reason, they come back. But in all things, I pray that only those that the Most High has commissioned to hear this segment has heard it. And with that, that's my time. I'm out. Love you. Hold up. Wait a minute. I gotta put a song up in it. I don't know, y'all. It was just in my spirit. Just to show how much I love my father, to my father. And I pray that you'll sing along with me to tell him how much you love him. I love you, Yah. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Can we do that one more time, y'all?
I love you, Yah, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King. Take joy in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh exalt thee, we